Give old gadgets new life at home. By Joanna Stearns in the Wall Street Journal. Calling all Marie Kondo defiers. Yes, you who fought the good fight and refused to part with that dusty laptop in your basement that we both know sparks absolutely no joy. Fellow gadget hoarders, now is your time. In the past week, I've turned a 10-year-old laptop into a speedy Chromebook, an 8-year-old iPad into a video chat machine, and a 15-year-old TV into a second monitor. Who's laughing now, Marie? The great stay-at-home experiment of 2020 has left tech retailers look like the morning after Black Friday. Many electronics won't ship from Amazon until the end of April, and sure, new plus $800 Apple laptops and tablets can be yours ASAP, but this crisis has many of us rethinking our splurgy behavior. So instead, to improve that new home office / classroom / yoga studio, let's all try what the gadget makers would rather we didn't. Dig out old tech instead of assuming we need to buy new stuff. A few safety rules before we start. If the gadget is cracked or badly shattered, don't take any chances. Wait to get it repaired or recycle it. If a battery has bulged, same thing. If something can be updated to the latest software, check with the manufacturer to make sure it, at least, gets security patches. So now, with the Swiffer sheets in hand, let's resuscitate some old tech. Old laptops. You know that Chromebook your child has? Google's Chrome OS is based on an open-source operating system called Chromium OS, and it works well on computers with less horsepower than a tricycle. Google doesn't offer Chrome OS to install on older machines, but a company called Neverware offers Cloud Ready, a version of Chromium that runs a Chrome-like browser with all the Google Web apps you'd want. You just can't run Android apps like on newer Chromebooks, like Google's Chrome browser and Chromebooks in general. The privacy issues of using the web while logged in with a Google account still apply. The great news? Once you've installed Cloud Ready on your old Mac or Windows PC, the only thing you'll be missing is that new laptop smell. The bad news? Installing the software takes some expertise and about an hour. This process requires a newer Windows computer, Mac, or Chromebook, which you use to load the software onto an 8GB or larger USB drive. After you go through that process, you install the software on the old laptop. On my 2009 Lenovo ThinkPad T400S, which still had working Wi-Fi, the Chrome browser sailed along smoothly. I wrote some of this column on the ThinkPad keyboard. They don't make keyboards like they used to. My biggest issue? The laptop's battery barely holds a charge anymore. Old tablets. My neighbor had left her 2012 iPad for dead in her attic. It's now alive and well. She'd said it was too slow to do anything, and the battery was shot. The first issue I solved by restoring the iPad to factory settings. Save photos and anything else. That's important. Then go to Settings, General, Reset, Erase All Content and Settings. I upgraded to the latest system supported on the device, good old iOS 10 in this case. There are downsides to being on an older system. Not only do you miss the latest features, you might miss security updates. Apple releases patches for older devices if it feels they are critical. Android is much trickier because there are so many different phone and tablet brands. As for my neighbor's battery problem, it was slow to charge but seemed okay after that. I brought her a 10-foot lightning cord so she can keep it plugged into the wall. There are lots of things to do with an old iPad. but I opted to make homemade tablet stands and turn it into a video chat machine that's always ready for FaceTime with the grandparents. I installed Zoom, Google Hangouts, and WhatsApp for more video chat options. Other things to do with an old tablet? Turn it into a second monitor using Apple's own sidecar tool or an app like Duet, though check the requirements. Turn it into a mini TV by downloading videos and streaming video apps. Old smartphones. Many of my tablet tips apply to old phones. Considering, however, that Apple TV remote is easier to lose than an AirPod in an airplane seat, I opted to take my old cracked iPhone 6 and turn it into an extra controller. I was able to use Apple's own remote app for that. But there are loads of options depending on how you mix and match your devices. Roku and Amazon's Fire TV have Android and iOS apps that support wireless remote features. One very important thing, disable iMessage and your other Apple services. Last thing you want is constant pop-up messages. Other things you could do with an old smartphone? Turn it into a security camera with an app like Minithing or Alfred Camera. Turn it into a gaming and entertainment machine. Old TVs. That old TV of yours might not have a 4K HDR display, but it could still make a great second monitor for your new home office. You'll just need the right dongles. I needed an HDMI to USB-C dongle to hook my MacBook Pro up to an old 40-inch Toshiba TV I had in the closet. Given the fact that it basically magnifies everything on my Pro screen, I found it best to use it for watching videos.